Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today, we're with very special guest, Scott Hainer, who is the Vice President of Franchise Development of Yum Brands. And, Scott, I wanted to jump back to the industry. How big of an industry are we talking about here?
Well, the restaurant business is a very large industry, and there's so many different cuts on it. When I saw the question that you sort of sent when we were chatting earlier, the top 100 chains just came out for the U.S. Nation's Restaurant News did a thing, and the top 100 chains are nearly $200 billion in sales. Any way you cut it, that covers casual dining chains and quick service chains and limited service chains and family dining chains, all sorts of things. But it's big, and that's billion with a B. So about any way, and that doesn't even include, that's only the top 100 chains. There's the second 100 chains, and then you go work your way all the way down to the mom and pops. So it is a very large business, and that's only domestically. That doesn't even include the rest of the business around the world.
Exactly. And what is that attributed to, Scott? Is it attributed to, I mean, because you've been in the industry for such a long time now, you know, you've been with the company 18 years, but just watching the industry, is it because of people's busy lifestyles, would you say?
Well, I mean, I think the number one thing it's contributed to is that people generally eat three times a day.
That makes sense.
And, you know, if you think about our existence over the course of the last 100 years, I mean, in many areas, convenience, mobility, have been, you know, sort of played out on a much more elaborate basis. Back in the 1950s, when you know, restaurants were, you know, you'd go in town, you'd basically have the diner, and that would be about it. Maybe a pizza place, and then all of a sudden, you know, more and more places would sort of show up on the table, and you know, McDonald's, KFC, some of the earliest franchises. And I think what people saw was you could get very good food, you know, for your family. You could get it very conveniently, and it could save you an awful lot of time. So you may want to cook a little less and provide this this food for your family. Now, I think as time has gone on, people have gotten, by their own choice, busier and busier and busier and busier. And now, I mean, drive-thrus in many cases, at least in the quick service business, can be 65 or 70% of the business because people spend a lot of time behind the windshield, and this gives them an opportunity on their way home from play practice, soccer practice, you know, the grocery store even, to pick up some food so that when they get home they can eat immediately as opposed to having to get home and then wait, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour when everybody's hungry and you know, wants to sit down.
That's a good point with the drive-thru. That's why a huge company like Dunkin' Donuts eventually went to that, because it's such a huge part of sales and people are always on the move. And
Even Starbucks. I mean, the first massive number of their stores were walk-up sort of stores. And I think part of it is, I mean, the retail business in many fronts is about taking care of customers' needs. And, you know, while a lot of cities will say, well, we don't want drive-thrus, my question has always been, what do your citizens want? What do the customers in this town want? And if they didn't want a drive-thru, then how does 60% of your business, 70% of your business go through the drive-thru? And, you know, you can be all, you know, somebody told me the other week, I mean, you can live in a world where everybody's like the Cleavers, you know, or Donna Reed, or, you know, whoever the perfect family is, but nobody's family's like that.
Right.
And nobody comes home and, you know, you've been, or very few come home where you've been cooking all day and everybody gets home right at, you know, 5 o'clock and they sit down to eat at the same time every night. I mean, at least the families I know, there are very few that work like that.
Oh, kids are doing so many things, playing sports, off, doing different things, dancing, you know, whatever.
Well, a great example of that is the pizza business. In the 50s, I mean, the pizza place was the gathering place and go out. With the advent of home delivery, driven in many cases by Domino's and then picked up by Pizza Hut and you know, now everybody delivers. The pizza dine-in business in many places has, the dining room has moved from the pizza restaurant right in front of your TV, and the pizza comes to you. So if you're going to be great in that business, you got to be able to not only have a good experience at the store if you happen to be in a dine-in restaurant, but you better also have great delivery so that when people call and they want that convenience because they want to sit and watch the game at home, then you you know, you can give it to them. And if you, the people that do a good job of that, their business grows. And the people that haven't done a good job of that, they've been challenged.
Scott, talk about training a little bit for new franchisees. How's that?
Well, it's critically important because you got standards and an operations platform that you need to make sure that everybody understands. Traditionally, it's going to run somewhere between 6 weeks and 16 weeks, depending on the complexity of what you're going to take over. Base training is about 6 to 8 weeks for a brand. That includes both learning the basics of the positions as well as demonstrating proficiency so that, you know, that not only in the making the products and selling the products, but also knowing how much to order and managing your inventory and managing your cash and all the various things to running a restaurant. Then if you do a multi-brand, you not only have one base brand to learn, you have two base brands to learn, and then you've got to be trained on how do you integrate both those brands in one restaurant operation, because the key to successful multi-branding is running an integrated operation. And sometimes that takes us 16 weeks, you know, to train that. Now, different people have different varieties of they require different levels of experience in the store, number of hours in the store before they'll let you operate a store. There's a lot of other places where you might go get 2 weeks of training and you're you know, at it already. So, but ours runs between 6 weeks and 16 weeks.
It sounds so just so challenging, but I'm sure your training just, you know, makes it so that once someone is ready to open, they're very confident, comfortable.
Well, I mean, I think whenever you get into business, you are a small business owner, and there are many demands on you. We have an operating system that's worked in a whole bunch of places, and we try to, you know, bring that to life. I mean, we're only going to be as good as our ability to train people in our system, and if we find people with the right aptitude, we've got to be able to train them. And I say that frequently around here because that's going to, I mean, those are the crown jewels, is our operating system, our products, and we want to make sure people do a great job of delivering to our customers.
Just the ongoing support, and I'm sure with the size of your company, all the different things you have throughout the year where franchisees can interact with other franchisees, it's all just, it's all helpful, of course.
Well, you got all kinds of associations, whether it be local advertising co-ops, local training co-ops, various franchise associations, regional and national. There's an annual convention, as well as your franchise business coach, which is going to come see you, you know, once a month or something along those lines, or organized training for new product rollouts. And that's all basically to keep you abreast of the latest things that are going on at the brand and to drive system-wide, one-system execution, company and franchise across the country. Because, as I said, we make a promise to our customers, and we want to make sure that our customers get what we've promised to them, and that is good execution against the products and against the service standards that we have and that have been you know, established for quite some time.
Right. Always have that consistency, yeah.
Absolutely. Scott, we have about 30 seconds. What is the best way for someone to get more information on Yum Brands?
Our website, if you're interested in being a franchisee, is www.yumfranchises.com. You can also call us. We have an 800 number. It's on the website, but that is 866-2-YUM-YUM. So 866-2-YUM-YUM. And we would love to talk to you to explore the opportunity and see if we have a win-win development proposition.
Again, I want to thank you, Scott. You've been a fantastic guest, and I'd love to have you back on a future show.
Be glad to do it. Wish you guys all the best. And
thank you, Scott.
Let's go build some more stores.
Absolutely.
Thank
you, have
Scott.
A great day, Scott.
All right, you bet. Bye now.
Great show, huh, Don?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just so knowledgeable, you know, and he's been in the industry such a long time. His family's been in the industry as well, you know, and that's important when buying a franchise, you know, to look towards the leadership. And,
right.
I mean, he really has it. You can see he's a
fantastic
leader.
Oh, he's a great guy
leader.
To have at the company with all his years there. I mean, he's a
absolutely. I feel very comfortable, you know, with Scott steering the ship, you know, for franchising, you know, so.
He's seen the whole growth and success of Yum Brands.
He really has, you know, and he also got to meet the Colonel, too. That's pretty interesting, huh? So that's fantastic.
That should have been one of our questions.
But I, you know, I wanted to ask him, but I, you know, he mentioned it to us, so that was great. But nice job, Don, you know, fantastic show, and we'll be seeing everyone next week, and go to franchiseinterviews.com, and I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
Okay, have a nice day,
Marty. Have a great day, Don.